92.3. You know that feeling when a headline sounds big,
but nobody explains what it actually means for your day?
That's where Andrew McKay comes in.
News Radio 92.3, I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News.
Pensacola Morning News helps you understand what happened overnight, what's happening here at home, and why it matters before the rest of the day even gets started.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, weekdays 5 to 9 a.m.
News Radio 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620.
Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620. 80 degrees here in the Pensacola area. Going to be high of about 91. Heat index in the triple digits. We have an excessive heat warning once again, and we'll continue that way for the next few days. You heard right there in the Fox News update, we've got heat all around the whole country for this July 4th weekend. It's going to be a hot one everywhere throughout the country. And in some places like New York City, it's even hotter there than what it is in Miami. And you know, I was saying that the other day, that it looked like by this week there's going to be 101 degrees, you know, over 100 degrees in New York City possibly on July 4th. When you think about all that concrete and the heat radiating off of the streets and the buildings and stuff, it makes it even worse. Whew, it's vicious. Making history. Congratulations to Tate High School. I heard David Wayne talking about this a little bit earlier. Tate High School earned its first ever A school grade from the Florida Department of Education. It's something that's never happened before, so congratulations to them. The achievement marks a significant progress in student performance and school performance metrics. So very, very nice. Very, very good. School improvement likely driven by a combination of factors including teaching curriculum and student engagement. Speaking of education, there was something that came out a few days ago. I just haven't had a chance to talk about it. And this is that undocumented immigrants are now blocked from attending Florida State colleges and GED programs. So it's a new ban that prevents them from enrolling in the state colleges or even GED programs at state institutions. Maybe there's a GED program that's not part of the state institution. Okay, fine. But if it's something that's part of a state-funded, you know, institution or a group or something like this, then that's going to be a no-go. Here's the thing. On the surface, this should be a, for most people, on the surface, this should be a, yeah, it's a no-brainer. We shouldn't be allowing allowing undocumented immigrants to attend our colleges and universities and GED programs and things like that. These are for American citizens. Or if you are a foreign citizen, there is a, you know, we do have out of, you know, it's like an out-of-state tuition type thing where you can attend, but you're not an out-of-state foreigner. Like, you know, you're not from Mexico or you're not from England and deciding that you're going to go to college at University of Florida or come to UWF, right? That's not the situation where you're trying to get a, what do you call it? Is it a student visa or is it called an education visa? I think it's called a student visa. So if you're coming to college here and you're from another country, you can apply for, I believe it's called a student visa. And then you can attend UWF or Florida or FSU or any of these other places. But the thing is you're not applying for a student visa. You're here illegally already. So on the surface, you're like, yeah, that makes sense. you're basically penalizing people because, you know, they didn't apply for a student visa. They didn't do this and this and this. So the question is, well, just because they're undocumented, couldn't they just apply for a student visa still and make that work? Possibly, maybe. But I guess the concern is if you apply for a student visa and you're already here, then they're just going to deny you anyway. So because they're like, wait a minute, what are you doing here? Where's your legal status to be in the country already? Where's your visa, your resident visa, right? Where's your green card? Where's your whatever, all right? So now the reason why I say on the surface, this is kind of a no-brainer where you're like, yeah, they're undocumented, you shouldn't do this, is because under the surface, it's not that easy. This goes back to the entire Obama thing with what they call Dreamers. So Dreamers are undocumented immigrants who were brought here as children by their parents. And they basically only know life in America. They didn't even, you know, we had a lot of unaccompanied minors that had come over pretty much after Obama signed the Dreamers Act. All of a sudden, parents were like, dude, as long as you're a kid, then you're going to basically be treated like a citizen. So just get to America. We can't come with you as your parents. We're going to have to stay in our country. But if you can just get there, you're going to have a better life than what we have. So just get there. And then, so that's what this comes down to. Obama and the supporters of the Dreamers type of acts have always said the kids shouldn't be punished for being undocumented because they didn't have a choice in the matter. They were brought here as kids and they grew up here. And I sympathize with that argument. I sympathize with that situation. The problem has become multi-phase, and we'll have to get into that a little bit later. But first, running a little bit late for Traffic on the Fives and the history of the Blue Angels right here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Thanks, Bobby. It's another quiet morning out there. Highway 90 is clear from Milton to Pace. The front gate of Anna's Pensacola is looking good as well. If you see anything, 437-1620. This history of the Blues is brought to you by Prim and Proper.
1958 saw the Blue Angels training in their new F-11As in the skies over Pensacola. The supersonic afterburner-equipped F-11A was ideal for precision aerobatic flight, and the Blue Angels took advantage of the plane's outstanding flight characteristics with an even more impressive airshow routine. In addition to expanded vertical maneuvers, the Blue Angels introduced the back-to-back formation and the first six-plane delta maneuvers during the 1958 season. By 1959, many countries had their own flight exhibition teams, and it was in April of that year, during the first World Congress of Flight in Las Vegas, Nevada, that several of these other teams got to fly with the Blue Angels, at the same air show anyway. The other teams were the U.S. Air Force Thunderbirds, the Chinese Nationalists Thunder Tigers, Holland's Dutch Four, and Italy's Red Devils. In 1961, the Blue Angels spent close to 300 days on the road doing 75 flight demonstrations as part of the Navy's year-long celebration of the 50th anniversary of naval aviation. A June 10th performance at NAS Pensacola drew more than 75,000 spectators. That air show also included exhibitions by the U.S. Air Force Thunderbirds and the Royal Canadian Air Force Golden Hawks. Grumman, which had manufactured every plane flown by the Blue Angels, sponsored a Blue Angel reunion, which was well attended by former Blues pilots. During this special anniversary year, which was also the 15th anniversary of the Blue Angels, the flight demonstration team performed before a record 5 million people nationwide. In what would eventually become a tradition, the season concluded with a welcome home show over their home base at NAS Pensacola. 71 shows were flown in 1962, including one attended by President John F. Kennedy at Brunswick, Maine. Following the air show, the team was able to meet the president and presented him with a scale model of the F-11A Tiger painted with Blue Angel markings. The next year, the Blue Angels reached a special milestone when they flew their 1,000th flight demonstration on July 4, 1963, at NAS Lemoore, California. The following year, the Blue Angels flew before a crowd of 1.5 million people at the Aeronaves de Mexico Anniversary Air Show in Mexico City. This one-day attendance record of 1.5 million would stand for 22 years. I'll be back with more after this.
Summer is here. and Prim and Popper is ready. From officially licensed Blue Angels and U.S. Navy merchandise to custom engraving and branded promotional products, they do it all right here in Gulf Breeze. Shopping for yourself, buying a gift, or putting your logo on something your customers will actually keep? Go see them. Visit primandproper.com or stop by their shop in Gulf Breeze, located in the heart of Proper on the way to Pensacola Beach. Prim and Proper, officially licensed, locally loved.
The Blue Angels tour Europe and get the only standing ovation at the Paris Air Show in the next chapter of News Radio's History of the Blue Angels.
Right now, somewhere close, your dream house is sitting there. Maybe it's got the perfect porch, a backyard made for barbecues, a kitchen built for big family meals, and it's just waiting for you to call it home. At Penair Credit Union, we make it easy to get there with great rates, flexible loans, and local lenders who know the market. Whether you're buying, building, or refinancing, we're here to help. So what are you waiting for? Learn more at penair.org/homeloans. Equal housing lender.
Santa Rosa, I am Jill Broxton-Teston, a parent of four amazing children. I understand a strong school system is one of the most important investments we can make in our children's future. That's why I'm running for School Board District 5. My mission is to be your strong advocate for our public school system. I'll lead with transparency and steady leadership to help ensure the long-term success of our district. On August 18th, I'll be honored to earn your vote.
Paid for by the campaign to elect Jill Broxton-Teston for Santa Rosa County School Board.
Keeping you connected to Pensacola and the world.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
There she stood in the street, smiling.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew. He'll be back on Monday after the July 4th holiday. Going to be a hot one, not just here, but all throughout the country, it seems like. It's like, whew, like we're going to feel in the triple digits. Some places like New York City going to be in the triple digits. It's going to be crazy. If you'd like to weigh in on the show, give us a call or text 850-437-1620. By the way, tomorrow... Sorry, not tomorrow. Saturday, we'll be simulcasting the Symphony Sparks and Stars right here on News Radio 92.3. It starts at 7 o'clock. And then right after Symphony Sparks and Stars, it's going to be down at the Community Maritime Park at the Hunter Amphitheater. We have the fireworks show over the bay that's actually carried by our sister station, Cat Country, 98.7. And we're going to be simulcasting that as well because the music... for the fireworks is synchronized on Cat Country and therefore on News Radio as well. So if you happen to be watching those fireworks, you can listen to it on our stream and get it synchronized that way. Let's go over to David Wayne in the newsroom. David, what you got going on the news for us?
Well, good morning, Bobby. At least 13 people have died after Russia launched a massive overnight missile and drone attack in Ukraine. The strikes hit Kyiv and several other regions. Russia says it targeted military, fuel, and energy facilities. Ukrainian officials say residential buildings were also damaged or destroyed. Governor Ron DeSantis highlighting a new law aimed at suspected terrorist organizations. The measure creates a process for the state to designate domestic terror groups and restrict public support for those organizations. DeSantis says the law is intended to strengthen public safety and protect public institutions. And Bobby, some controversy in the gaming world. Sony says it's going to stop producing physical game discs for PlayStation consoles beginning January of 2028. After that, all new PlayStation games will be released exclusively in digital format. And, of course, some game producers may be even starting sooner than that. Recently, you may have seen this, that Rockstar Games announced its highly anticipated GTA 6 game releasing this November is basically digital only, with physical copies only having a case and a paper code for a digital download.
Yeah, you know, they're... When it comes to that, it's already set up for a lot of the games that even if you have a physical disc, it still won't play unless you have like a download component on it anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they've been moving to this for a while, and I don't necessarily like it, but I understand it, you know?
I feel like it's basically been like this for at least 5 or 6 years already. Even if you buy the physical disc, you take it home, you put it in the machine, and yep. Oh, you've got a 12-gigabyte download before you can play, and you're sitting there like, oh!
Yep, exactly. That's what I mean. It's
miss
like,
the days of your Super Nintendo. You'd pop the thing in, it'd fire right up.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep, exactly. And I think that's the reason why there is a little bit of resurgence of those retro systems. You can go buy, and of course now you can buy a thing that looks like an NES and it has hundreds of games already downloaded on it, or an Atari that already has hundreds of games downloaded on it or whatever, and you just play that. I think that's part of the reason for resurgence of that is because there's a little bit of that, you know, you miss that, just let me just throw this in and play the game. Because now there's so much like, well, now you have to update your roster. Now you got to update your weapons. Now you got to update your, you know, there's all these different things depending on the type of game that you have. You just put it in there and it's like, you're out of date now. Now you got to update this. And you're like, what? I just wanted to, play a game, you know? So,
Bobby, do you have a favorite retro game from back in the day?
Oh yeah. I was like a super Tecmo Bowl okay, person. Yeah. I love that. Yeah. I like the sports games. I've usually always been into the sports games, whether it was that or like Double Dribble or something like that. But I also like you go way back when I was a kid, Q-Bert. I loved playing Q-Bert.
Okay, that
on
was a
Atari.
Good one. I liked Paperboy. Yeah. You remember Paperboy?
Oh yes, I had Paperboy. Yep.
Yeah, that was a good
one. Yep. Throwing the newspapers out there. PJ, you have anything like that? Any video games?
I had Texas Instruments.
Texas Instruments, stop playing.
Do you remember that?
I do. I had one of those too. That's so funny. I forgot about Texas Instruments. That's good stuff. Oh, man. Yeah, there's, man, we used to have like little, here's the funny thing. My brother is a statistician for the New York Jets, technically for the NFL, but his assignment is the New York Jets. And when he went to go apply for the job, they were like, do you know what a yard is and how to keep up with how many yards a player ran and how they do this and this? And he told him, he goes, well, my older brother and I used to play Tecmo Bowl growing up, and we would have a notebook next to us. And every time a play ran, we would write down the yards or the pass and who caught it and all this stuff. And he goes, we've been keeping stats of this since we were kids and stuff. And I was like, yeah, I always wanted to know the stats. So we would keep the stats like Bo Jackson in Super Tecmo Bowl, which would be like 1,000 yards rushing in one game. So he ended up getting the job pretty easily because of growing up that way. So there you go. Here's a text. The only downside to all, excuse me, to all the games being digital is that the days of taking your game to a friend's house and playing with them is over. Ooh, good point. I mean, I don't know how much kids would even do that today, but that was, yeah, we used to totally do that. Hey, I'm bringing over Mario Brothers, you know, whatever. Yeah, that's a good point. Now you can't interchange games with friends and let them try it. They're only on your local computer or console. Yeah, good point. Text, Paperboy was the jam. Original Contra as well. Yep. Oh, yeah, I forgot about Contra. There's so many games, man, that were so good. Legend of Zelda. There was, man, you go on and on and on. Let me get into a couple other stories here real fast. June's job report is coming out here in about an hour. It's likely to show stable hiring. By the way, the jobs report usually comes out on Friday, but tomorrow is considered a holiday because July 4th is on Friday, so I don't know, on Saturday, so tomorrow is considered a holiday, so it's coming out today instead. So wage growth is expected to tick up slightly, but rising inflation has put pressure on real wage values. So even though wages might go up, it's like it's the value of that wage isn't going up because of inflation. The report is expected to show a gain of 115,000 jobs. The unemployment rate largely should be unchanged. But we shall see in about an hour. Speaking of jobs, Tim Ferriss, the author of 4-Hour Workweek and the 4-Hour Body and all these things that are about efficiencies, but particularly for our work week, about how to make money by working less, said that AI is killing his book sales, and he's warning that more jobs are on his radar that it's going to cut out. He aired his dirty laundry and said that with his recent book sales, the numbers aren't pretty. Having produced a steady income stream over decades, the sales of his books have tanked over the past couple of years. They've fallen more than 50% over the last year alone, and he knows why. Quote, 2025 was the first big drop. 2026 looks even more severe. And the only thing that's really changed in that time frame is the acceleration of AI. He goes on and says, self-help books, podcasts, etc. are essentially a method by which people access valuable information. And now you can just get that from AI. Whereas in 2019, you got self-help information from books. And so he says, down the road, you're going to start seeing things like prescription podcasts, how-to YouTube videos, and things like that are going to dramatically drop because you just go to AI for that stuff.
Fox News, I'm Gianna Gelosi. The U.S. and Tehran wrapping up indirect talks in Qatar yesterday on a positive note.
Mediators in Qatar announced that positive progress was made in those technical talks on Wednesday in Doha aimed at advancing the memorandum of understanding. Already, the Iranians are starting to admit that some nuclear inspections will take place, and ultimately, some of the money for sanctions relief will be used to purchase goods for the Iranian people.
Fox's Trey Yinks, Team USA, is moving on to the round of 16 after beating Bosnia and Herzegovina 2-0, despite playing a man down after Fuller and Balogun was handed a red card.
We had to dig deep for that one. Obviously, I felt we put on such a good performance and didn't deserve the red card. I mean, I didn't see it, but it's unfortunate.
Star forward Christian Pulisic, they'll play Monday at 8. America's listening to Fox News.
.6 at News Radio 92.3. We've got 77 degrees right now. It is mostly clear skies here at the moment. We'll get a look at our forecast in a couple of minutes. State Senator Don Gates says the state's investigation into a harmful herbicide spraying operation in East Milton is just the beginning. After requesting that investigation back in May following complaints from Milton farmers about dead chickens and other animals, Gates says the Florida Department of Agriculture's findings and the maximum $20,000 fine against FPL contractor Industrial Helicopters is a start, but he says he's not done. Gates says he's pushing the FAA to investigate potential aviation violations and has also notified the Public Service Commission, which regulates Florida Power and Light, of those findings. He said property owners deserve accountability. A Pace man who served as the treasurer for a local steelworkers union chapter has pleaded guilty to stealing nearly $95,000 in union funds over 3 years. Clarence Penny wrote 66 unauthorized checks to himself from the union's account between 2020 and 2023 and falsified annual financial reports. To hide that theft, Penny pleaded guilty to 8 counts of bank fraud, 1 count of embezzlement, and 3 counts of falsifying union records. He faces up to 30 years in prison on each bank fraud count. Sentencing is set for September 17th in Pensacola. Well, July is Parks and Recreation Month. The city of Pensacola marking that occasion with a month-long series of pop-up parties at parks across the city. Residents can watch for activities popping up in their neighborhood parks throughout the month. Full schedules and updates are available at cityofpensacola.com. You can also check the city's social media pages on Facebook and Instagram. Well, Pensacola's Roger Scott Pool wasn't supposed to be open this summer, but due to an unfortunate circumstance for a contractor, it does open this coming Saturday.
We had a little delay with our installation of the new restroom building. And we were able to work with the Florida Department of Health to get approval to bring in the portable restroom trailer again this year. We didn't think we were going to be able to do that. And we're excited that we're opening up the pool this Saturday along with our partners at the YMCA.
City Parks and Rec Director Tanya Bird. Now that pool opens on Saturday at 9 a.m. It'll be open until noon, and then again 12:30 to 3:30 p.m. in partnership with the Y, and then regular hours will run starting the following day, August 7th, with both Roger Scott and Cecil Hunter pools being open through Labor Day. And Bird says that the north end of town in particular will benefit from having the Roger Scott pool back open. Well, the Pensacola Fire Department and Pensacola Police Department's annual Donut Strike for Manna fundraiser wrapped up, and the final numbers are impressive this year. The campaign generated enough food and money to provide 47,895 healthy meals for 15,965 people. The fundraiser alone raised enough to cover 9,880 meals. The city is thanking the community for its support and both departments for their efforts. 6:35 at News Radio, and let's check in with PJ, who's got our traffic on the fives.
This is brought to you by Progressive Commercial Insurance. Progressive Commercial protects truck owners with specialized coverages for heavy trucks. Get a quote in as little as 8 minutes at progressivecommercial.com. I-10 and 110 are both looking good. 9 miles accident-free. Not showing any delays in Car City. And the front gate of NES Pensacola still looking good. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, PJ. And it is 6:35. Let's check in with Channel 3 and get our forecast for the day.
We are going to be seeing another beautiful hot day today. 10% chance of rain overall. Otherwise, mostly sunny skies, high near 93. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 76. Heading into Friday, mostly sunny skies, 10% chance of rain, high near 93. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 77. Heading into Saturday, mostly sunny skies, 30% chance of rain, high near 93. And Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 77. Stay connected, Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Right now, we've got 77 degrees in Pensacola and Gulf Breeze, 76. Milton, our next news at 7, and breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
With your money now. Oil prices are down by at least 1%, dropping for a third consecutive day after Qatar said Iran and the U.S. had made progress in indirect talks focused on the Strait of Hormuz. West Texas Intermediate at $67 a barrel, Brent at $70. Job growth likely slowed to a still solid pace in June, with the unemployment rate expected to hold steady at 4.3% for a fourth straight month. Reuters economists predicted that non-farm payrolls likely increased by 110,000 jobs last month after rising 172,000 in May. NVIDIA says it will offer fast-growing startups the chance to swap access to compute power for a slice of future profits. The revenue-sharing agreements will give cloud-based AI firms and other enterprises token credits to power their development. Futures are still mixed ahead of key inflation data later this morning. Yesterday, the Dow lost 13, the NASDAQ down 173. That's your money now.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent are required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
The team's looking good this season.
I think so. Man, I miss playing football. Ever since I turned 40, I just can't find that fire I used to have.
Think it could be lower testosterone?
What do you mean?
I was feeling the same way. After 40, the body has less testosterone, and men lose their edge. That's why I take Nugenix Total T2.
That's the testosterone booster, right?
Yes, but Total T2 is their brand new formula that skyrockets nitric oxide levels in as little as 3 hours. Since I started taking it, I've been lifting like when we played for Coach Carter. My energy is way up, and it even spikes up things between me and the missus.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles?
Yep, just send a text.
Text SPARK to 215215 for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T2, the next generation testosterone booster. Text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever, absolutely free. Text SPARK to 215215. That's SPARK to 215215.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Woo! Summer's heating up and we're smoking at Sonny's. Our new summer menu is hot and your favorite barbecue bowls, they're back. How about our new cherry cola pork burnt ends, some brisket mac and cheese or slider trio, and finish your meal off with some cherry cobbler egg rolls. Mmm. With 4 locations in the News Radio area, we look forward to slathering you with Southern hospitality. If it's smoking out back, it's Sonny's out front. Don't forget to download your Sonny's barbecue app for sizzling summer deals and rewards. And remember, it's always Sonny's here.
This message is sponsored by the Florida Division of Emergency Management and the Florida Association of Broadcasters.
After a storm, portable generators are a helpful, temporary solution until power can be restored. Remember, 20-20-20 to keep safe while using a generator. Keep your generator 20 feet away from your house. Wait 20 minutes for the generator to cool down before refueling. Purchase a $20 carbon monoxide detector to protect you and your family. For more tips on hurricane safety, check out the Hurricane Guide at floridadisaster.org/guide.
For almost two decades, Bella Magazine has been celebrating the women of the greater Pensacola community. The tradition continues as Bella Magazine brings print to radio every month on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Tune in today at 9 to hear latest health and wellness, philanthropy, stories on local businesses and women, fashion and beauty, home and garden, food and wine, travel stories, and more. That's the Bella Magazine Show, today at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
You know what keeps most people up at night?
It's not politics.
It's money. Dave Ramsey helps you take control of it, one decision at a time. Real callers, real situations, and straight talk about getting out of debt, building wealth, and finally telling your money where to go.
Where to go.
Instead of wondering where it went.
Where it went.
Dave Ramsey, weeknights 7 to 10 on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Informative.
Informative.
Local.
Local.
Dependable.
Dependable.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew. If you'd like to weigh in, give us a call or text 850-437-1620. It's about 81 degrees here in the Pensacola area. It's going to be a high of about 91 today. It's going to be a hot one. So triple digits for the heat index. Excessive heat warning. So be aware of that. It's going to be that way for next 4 or 5 days. Next chance of moisture could be Tuesday. Keeps getting pushed out. Earlier it was Saturday, then it was Sunday, then it was Monday, now it's Tuesday. So I think it's getting to be so hot, it's just sucking up all the moisture out of the air. No chances of rain. Apple plans 5 new iPhones through 2027. Yeah, so they got big plans. 5 new iPhones coming out by 2027. And here's the thing. They're designing their own chips in order to break free from China. We're actually starting to see this from a lot of these manufacturers. There's another one I saw earlier, and I can't remember. Maybe it was Amazon. I saw something else where there's another big tech company planning to make their own chips. But the company has reportedly raised its foldable iPhone production plans to about 10 million units. That's right. The foldable iPhone will be coming out by 2027. Apple plans to introduce at least 2 new iPhones in the first half of 2027, including the standard iPhone 18 and the new iPhone Air. So I'll have to see what happens to that. I was actually talking to somebody about just recently, because the iPhone Air that came out last, the most recent one, it's the thinnest iPhone that's ever been produced. It's kind of weird because it's super thin, but then where the camera part is sticks out quite a bit because they have to make that part bigger because of the camera parts and everything like that. But I was talking to a retailer, friend of mine, who works in retail on it, and he was telling me that they've just not seen. He was like, man, we thought for sure the iPhone Air was going to sell like hotcakes because it's so thin and everything. He goes, but it's initially it did, and then it just tailed off. So they're coming out with a new iPhone Air just like a year and a half after they introduced the other one. President Trump has announced $415 million disaster relief for Florida. And part of that, $2.1 million coming here to Pensacola area. He announced this via Truth Social a couple nights ago, actually. And Jimmy Petronas, our congressman, acknowledged the political angle, saying, quote, "I hate to say politics are playing in this, but they are. He loves the panhandle." So, yeah, so he's going to make sure there's disaster relief brought over this way. The announcement received praise from Florida's congressional delegation to get this money coming to the state in order to help with disaster recovery. Here's something pretty wild. The sugar fields down in South Florida are about to look a little bit different, not because of the weather. It's because of the tractors that are working the sugar fields. Driverless tractors are invading the sugar fields of South Florida. Okay, I don't know if you say invading, but so U.S. Sugar is implementing autonomous tractors in the now. Like, it's not down the road. It's like it's already happening. These autonomous tractors don't have a steering wheel, no cab, or anything like that. It's just robots doing the heavy lifting. It's okay. I think the last time I filled in for Andrew, we were talking about jobs that could be taken by AI and things. And I remember somebody had texted in and said something along the lines of like, basically said something along the lines of like, you know what, we'll all be going back to, you know, working farms because white collar jobs are going to be taken. So we're all going to have to go back to manual labor. And I'm like, wait, you don't think robots can do the manual labor? Like, you throw AI into robots, then to me, that is like they'll take him. Well, here's an example, and I even gave an example then. For years now, farmers in the Midwest and in other places have their tractor, like they'll sit in the tractor, but the tractor is on a path that has already been created using GPS satellites. So the tractor just runs itself essentially on a path, on a track that was created from GPS satellites, and you just sit there and just like listen to music or watch Netflix on your phone. Like, that it's already been doing that. So kind of interesting here. You got it going on South Florida. These automated tractors going on South Florida. They're happening in Alberta, Canada. They're happening all over the place now. It's kind of wild because it's like the future is here type thing, you know? It's like you could talk about the future and it's like the future's here. We have autonomous tractors that are they can just run themselves. So, yeah, anyway, I just thought that was bizarre. And it's happened right here in South Florida. So I wanted to bring that up. Then let's see here. That's right. We got to get traffic on the fives.
All right, thanks, Bobby. We have a vehicle crash, Berry Hill Road in Milton, right near Berry Hill Elementary. Use caution through that area. Also taking a look at Navarre, there's a vehicle crash, State Road 87 at East Riverboat Ramp Road. Roadway's open. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Good point here. Yeah, so they're they've already been doing GPS program tractors to plant crops as well. So when it comes to planting crops, when it comes to harvesting, they've already been using GPS powered, you know, tractors. Now they're just taking it up another level. We're just going to make it 100% autonomous. So very, very, I think it's pretty interesting because like it is like the future is here type thing. Border agents uncovered $3.7 million in cocaine masquerading as a cucumber delivery. Weird. What? Yeah, I guess there was cocaine hidden inside what was supposed to be a cucumber shipment. And they $3.7 million worth of it. Pretty crazy. I don't have time to talk about this. We're going to get a quick break. No, I'll actually hit this story real fast. OpenAI, which is the company that owns ChatGPT, That's what you mainly know them for. It says AI company is reportedly considering handing, just giving, a 5% stake ownership of their company to the U.S. government. Wait, what? Yeah, so our government will own the own part or like partially own this AI. That seems kind of like I don't know if we want that. maybe it's a good thing, but that just seems a little like I don't know about that. So apparently, the reason why they'd even consider it is because they feel like if the government has partial ownership in there, I guess that they're thinking that they'll make sure that they're more compliant with things that the government will want or not want when it comes to AI stuff. Like we already just saw Claude's, a couple of them got like blocked. A couple of their models got blocked because they felt like there was a cybersecurity threat with them. Now they've been re-released again now that they've kind of patched some of those holes, but I guess that's one of the big reasons why they're looking to do something like that. Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay and Bobby Rossi. Let's get a quick break. Come back here. I do want to bring up this immigration story. That's next on News Radio 92.3.
Tune in today at 10 to the Pensacola Expert Panel. Angela Sherrill and Will Maven, realtors with Cannell & Company Realty, we'll be sharing insights on today's market, what buyers and sellers need to know right now, and discuss new home subdivisions in Santa Rosa County. They'll be joined by special guest Dan DeBose from Adams Homes of Northwest Florida, Santa Rosa County. Today at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
When people imagine what would they do if they won a bunch of money, you know, you think about cars and houses and vacations. Nobody says, man, what I really want is a new roof for my house. But we're all adults. Those of us who own homes know that every once in a while, you've got to replace your roof. That's where Quality Roofing Solutions comes in. They know you don't want their service. Nobody really does. But if you've got any kind of a problem that needs repair or you need to replace or you're selling it and so the insurance company's like, you got to replace. Okay, whatever the case may be, give them a call. Brian Ward started this company 20 years ago and they've done 10,000 roofs since with a 4.9 rating on Google. That's crazy. Warranted for the lifetime for workmanship of the roof, which also is crazy. Nobody does that. Their goal, his goal, was just to be that local company you could count on who would do what they said they were going to do. I recently had a friend who listened to the show, and she decided to use them. They had several different people come in and do quotes. They weren't the cheapest. I mean, they were close, but they weren't the cheapest, and they weren't the most expensive, obviously. She decided to go with them because I talk about them, and she was satisfied. They did what they're supposed to do, which is what you want from a contractor, which is kind of their goal. Let's just be the reliable place people can count on, give a fair value for a good price, and talk to people like they're normal. QualityRoofingSolutions.com, 777-0961.
T-Mobile has an exclusive bundle for customers 55 and up.
I'm Sarah Bowl.
Yeah, I'm Frank Bowl.
A reliable network is key for us. And with T-Mobile, it's been wonderful. And going to the 55-plus plan saved us so much money.
A lot.
And that's important. Trying to keep costs down. The home internet's been perfect. It's fast. It's quick. The setup was so easy. It took less than 15 minutes.
It was like, ta-da! If you want simplicity, coverage, reliability, you want the whole package, T-Mobile has it.
Right now, T-Mobile customers 55 and up can get two phone lines on America's best network, plus America's fastest 5G home internet for just $30 each.
$30 per month each line with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Minimum age 55. Pricing for home internet rely on two lines of Essentials Choice 55. $35 connection charge per line required. Best mobile network and fastest 5G home internet based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data 2H 2025. All rights reserved.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR can help you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. Key Marine Center is sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. It's a dream team, so join them tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Pensacola's hurricane coverage headquarters is News Radio 92.3. With wall-to-wall coverage before, during, and after storms.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew right here on News Radio 92.3. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Today's birthdays, Margot Robbie turns 34 years old today. Alex Morgan, the soccer player, turns 35. Lindsay Lohan turns 38. Johnny Weir turns 40. And I'll get you some things that happened today in history. First, let's get traffic on the fives.
Still working that vehicle crash, Berry Hill Road in Milton, right near Berry Hill Elementary. Use caution through that area. Also, a vehicle crash, State Road 87 at East Riverboat Ramp Road in Navarre. They're saying the roadway is clear. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
All right, thank you very much. 1937, today was the day that Amelia Earhart and navigator Fred Noonan were last heard from over the Pacific Ocean, disappeared while attempting to make their first equatorial round-the-world flight. 1964 today was the day that U.S. President Lyndon B. Johnson signed the Civil Rights Act of 1964, meant to prohibit segregation in public spaces. That happened today in 1964. Today was the day that the end of South Vietnam, communist North Korea annexed the former South Vietnam to form the United Socialist Republic of Vietnam. Today was the day that happened. And then finally, in 2000, Vicente Fox Quesada is elected the first president of Mexico from an opposition party. It was after more than 70 years of continuous rule by the other party in the 2000 Mexican general election. So that happened today back in 2000. Birthright citizenship, I'm sure you've heard it by now. Supreme Court went ahead and ruled against limiting birthright citizenship. And so it was a 6-3 decision. It killed one of his biggest executive orders, but he's not backing down. So what happens? He signed an executive order restricting birthright citizenship. Court said no, 6-3. Trump and his congressional allies say they want to pass legislation with basically the same provisions in them, which, frankly, that's what needs to happen anyway. We've talked about this so many times. The problem with executive orders is the next president could come right in and just go, all right, well, we're going to get rid of that executive order. And that's exactly what we see happen over and over and over. We're in this cycle pretty much since George W. Bush, or really I'd say Obama, where they come in. George W. Bush just ramped up executive orders. If you remember, Obama ran on one of his things was like, one of the problems with George W. Bush is that he ran by too much executive fiat. We got to turn that around. And then Obama went in, and after the Democrats lost the midterms, he just started doing executive orders left and right. And so he ended up signing more executive orders than George W. did, even by the time it was done. Well, then, and a lot of those executive actions undid George W. Bush's executive actions. And then you end up getting, then you get Trump coming in, he undoes a bunch of Obamas, and then Biden comes in and undoes a bunch of Trumps. And then, Trump comes back in and he undoes a bunch of Biden. That's the problem with executive fiat, is it's very temporary. So Trump came out on True Social Media saying, fine, we'll go to Congress. That's where it needs to happen. Will it pass? Probably not at that point. So, yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Obama in his second term said, I have a phone and I have a pen. Like he just admitted, I'm just going to start focusing on executive actions at this point. But the problem with them is they all just got undone. Well, temporarily they didn't. And I talked about that the other day. The biggest threat to our democracy was the Supreme Court upholding Biden's executive actions and saying they could not be undone. But eventually the Supreme Court overturned those rulings. So that's good. So the efforts to reshape U.S. immigration has been mostly done through executive fiat, unfortunately, is what they've been both from Obama era, right? We did the Dreamers Act, and then Trump comes in and he gets rid of the Dreamers Act, or tried to, and then he implemented the Stay in Mexico policy, and he's trying to do all these other things. So the White House is pursuing a multi-pronged strategy, narrowing asylum access, increasing deportations, and restricting legal immigration pathways like H-1B visa programs and family reunification sponsorships. Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew.
Stream us at NewsRadio 92.